We're waiting for the Lord to glorify us. And what he's talking about here is we're a part of an eternal family. It's with that in mind that he says, therefore, my beloved brethren, because we don't belong to this world, because we belong to heaven, because we are the children of God, we have to express our love to each other. You've got to help those women get their act together. And you've got to stand fast in the Lord. Stand fast in what? Stand fast in love. Stand fast in unity. Same as back in chapter 1, verse 27, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel, so that whether I come and see you or remain absent, I may hear of you that you're standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Paul was the last person on the planet to be preoccupied with his own personal circumstances. His own personal condition didn't enter into his mind. He was driven to give his life away for the sake of others. And he sought that the church would experience the fullness of that fellowship, which was so precious. In fact, go back again to the first chapter of Philippians, and let me show you how selfless Paul is, utterly selfless. Philippians chapter 1, some very interesting things. He's in prison. Look at verse 12. He says, I want you to know, brethren, my circumstances being in prison have turned out rather for the progress of the gospel. That's a better translation than the NASS. Have turned out rather for the progress of the gospel. In other words, he looked at his imprisonment and said, it's a positive. It's a positive. So that my imprisonment in the cause of Christ has become well known throughout the whole Praetorian Guard. In other words, what happened was, Paul is a prisoner. He's chained to a Roman soldier. You think that's a problem for Paul? No, that is a problem for the Roman soldier. That is a serious problem. He has the Apostle Paul chained to him. This is an unregenerate sinner's worst nightmare. Consequently, because he's under the care of the Praetorian Guard, very, very significant group. The Praetorian Guard would be the guard assigned to the governor's palace. The word is spreading through these guards because the guards would be switched to different ones chained to Paul. And everybody else is hearing about this testimony of the Apostle Paul as he evangelizes every guard that is chained to him. If you'll notice chapter 4, verse 22, he says with a smile on his face, no doubt, as he closes out the letter, all the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household. What was